SJ Advisors of Minnesota is slated to deliver a presentation to the Finance Committee, and no public testimony will be taken. A report by SJ Advisors, made public last week, found that even under a best-case scenario, Rhode Island would be better off paying its debt from 38 studios. Some state lawmakers and Republican gubernatorial candidate Ken Block oppose repaying bonds related to the failed video game company, in part since the state isn't legally required to repay them. Taxpayers remain on the hook for about $90 million due to 38 studios. Governor Lincoln Chafee argues that not paying back the bonds will hurt Rhode Island's reputation and drive up the cost of borrowing. In related news, Standard & Poor's warns that the state's credit rating could take a hit if it doesn't repay the 38 studios' money. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.